Amen. I'm going to take your attention to the book of Exodus, the Old Testament book of Exodus, to the 25th chapter and the 8th verse, chapter 25 and verse number 8, the book of Exodus. Praise the Lord. I'm like the old fella. He said, I have a dual complaint. He said, I've got real mixed up. He said, my nose has gone to running and my feet have gone to smelling. So that's a dilemma, isn't it? I hope that I've remedied the smelly feet, but my nose is definitely running today. So if you'll pardon me, I have to clear the passage. So you'll be able to understand. Amen. Exodus chapter 25, verse 8. The Lord said, and let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them. My, what a request. Can you believe this comes from the very heart of God? God that inhabits the heavens and the earth, the omnipresent God. But God that's everywhere said, I want a special place. I want them actually to build me a special place so that I can dwell and be present among them. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. God bless you, and you may be seated today. I want to preach on the very simple title, Sanctuary. What does the word sanctuary mean? The word sanctuary means a place set apart for the worship of God. It can also mean a refuge from danger. And so a sanctuary then is a place that is set apart for the worship of God. That is, that's from its old Latin and its old French meaning. A place that is set apart for the worship of God. It also in our modern times is a place that is set apart to protect and to defend. You've heard of bird sanctuaries, perhaps. There are places in the United States that are protected places where species of birds are protected and there's no hunting allowed in there. Birds are protected by law, and bird sanctuary, or it's a place where birds can just reproduce and they can flourish in an environment that is protected. Animal sanctuaries. They're places that certain species of animals are protected and they're free from any kind of danger, molestation by humanity. And so that's an animal sanctuary. In Bible times, God gave three cities that were called sanctuary cities on each side of the Jordan River, so that you were never far from a sanctuary city. A sanctuary city was for somebody that in an accidental situation, but an accident happened and somebody died. And so that your life would be safe until you had a hearing, you could flee to a sanctuary city. And as long as you stayed inside the walls of the sanctuary city, you were safe from the vengeance of the family of the person who accidentally died in your presence. So a sanctuary city was a safe place. It was a place that you could run to and find safety when there were some that were actually seeking your life. So a sanctuary then it was a refuge from danger. Several places in the Bible we find this word sanctuary, and it gives us some more insight into how important it was. In the Psalm 20, verse 1 and verse 2, David said, "The Lord hear thee in the day of thy trouble." Has anybody ever had a day of trouble? Have you ever had a time when everything inside of you was disquieted and turmoil was turning, and you needed help, and perhaps you didn't even know how to express what was going on the inside? But David said, "I have found that in the day of trouble," he said, "the name of my God will defend me." And in the second verse, he said, "And the Lord will send help from His sanctuary." Hallelujah. Praise God. "The Lord help me from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion." Brother Bacon, I have found a place in my troubles that help comes to me. And if you haven't had this experience today, you're not going to really understand what I'm saying. But there were many in this sanctuary that you have found a place that you have had help come to you when you didn't even know how to express it. You came and you were so discouraged and down and depressed, and you didn't, nobody understood, and you didn't know how to tell anybody, or maybe you were too ashamed to say anything, but you found that place that David is talking about, and you begin to call out in the day of your trouble, and God from His sanctuary, from His place of safety and defense, sent down upon you a great blessing and a great peace and a great joy, and something on the inside of you was renewed and refreshed and restored. And you left that place of trouble, and yes, you were still facing the same situations. You're still living in the same place. But on the inside, everything changed. The darkness became light, and your burden was lifted. And now, instead of despair, there was hope. There was help. And no longer were you standing in weakness, but now you felt great strength and a renewal of all of your energies. That's what David's talking about. He said he sent help from the sanctuary. Psalm 63, verse 1 and 2, was a time, once again, when David was in a situation. The reason I appreciate David so much is because he was not afraid to express his weaknesses. And because he could express that, it lets me know that I can receive help like he did. David was in the wilderness of Judah. He was a fugitive. Not because he did anything wrong, but because he was doing everything right. The Bible says that we will sometimes be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Sometimes you're not in trouble because you do the wrong thing, but because you're doing the right thing. And it's harder to reconcile these things when you're being persecuted for doing the right thing. Because we're taught from the time we're children that as long as you do the right thing, everything's going to be all right. But suddenly you're doing the right thing and everything is all wrong. And you wonder, but I'm doing what's right. Why should this be happening to me? Why should I be going through this? Because I'm doing the right thing, God. I'm trying to live right. I'm trying to do right. I told the truth. Why should all this be happening to me? That's where David was. Listen to these words. He said, O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. And then in the second verse he said, To see Thy power and Thy glory so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary. You know what? That's so interesting. In the Old Testament, the sanctuary, in one of its references, two of its references, was really to the tabernacle in the wilderness, and later on, the temple that was in Jerusalem. But David lived in an in-between time. The tabernacle in the wilderness, in the time of Moses and Aaron, and the journeys of Israel, and through that wilderness journey for 40 years, there was a tabernacle that followed them. And there was in that tabernacle was the Ark of the Covenant. And that was their sanctuary. That's what the Lord was talking about in the book of Exodus chapter 20 when he said, I want you, everybody say, I want them to build me. You see, nobody can build a sanctuary in your life but you. You have to build. He said, I want them to build for me. You have to build God a place in your life. I can't build it for you. If I could, I would. If I could build a place for God in people's lives, I would do it in every life I could find. Because I know what it means to have a sanctuary for God in my life. But I can't build it for you. You have to build it for yourself. The Lord said, I want them to build me. You see, you have to build a special place for God in your life. You have to say, Jesus, I'm building this for you. We call that prayer in one sense. You set aside perhaps a place, but certainly a time, and certainly a way that you approach God, and it's just God and yourself, and it's a sanctuary. I've built sanctuaries, and one of the most prominent places I'll always remember was early in my Christian experience. I went through a very traumatic time. I was about 15 years of age. And I started to school, and you know how it is, and not everybody in school was a Christian. I was kind of going through some tough times. And I remember a particular time that I was going through one of the hardest times of my life. And Satan was actually bidding strongly for my soul. As a matter of fact, I had told myself I was going to give up. I'm just going to give up. God was so real to me that day. I'll never forget it. Got up and Brother Fry tried to go back. Tried to talk like I was talking. But I felt so miserable inside. And I tried to be the old man I used to be. I was only 15. I'd only had the Holy Ghost a few months. And I said, I'm just going to be the old me. But I remember that. I had to drive about 20 miles on the bus. And I sat by myself. And I tried to stop. I didn't want anybody to see me. But I wept all the way to school. The Holy Ghost was talking to me. Sorry, I'm sharing something special with you today. And I'd sit in that classroom and I'd have to wipe away tears every now and then. And all the way home, same thing happened. I got off the bus, Nobody was home. And I went up the middle of an old cotton patch. And I kneeled down in the warm sand. And I just began to, as David said, I just began to pour out my trouble to the Lord. Somebody said, what kind of trouble can a 15-year-old have? Plenty. It may not be your trouble, but it was trouble to me. Don't you compare your trouble to somebody else's. And don't you say you don't know what trouble is, because yes, they do. Whatever they're going through, it's trouble to them. It may not mean anything to you. Their trouble may not mean anything to you. Your trouble may not mean anything to them. Don't judge one another. It's because somebody else, it may not mean anything, but it meant a lot to me, folks. It meant a lot to me. As a matter of fact, it was a turning point in my life. I could just as easily have gone a different way that very day. And I wouldn't be standing here today. God knows where I would have been. But thank God for sanctuary. Out in the middle of a West Texas cotton patch. Thank God for sanctuary. I'm just telling you today, you build Him a sanctuary. You make Him one. He said that they will make for me a sanctuary. And then He makes a specific statement. He says that I may dwell among them. If you will build God a sanctuary in your heart and in your life, He will come to you. He will meet you there. That's why that verse is so beautiful in Chronicles, when he said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, amen, and turn from their wicked way, amen, seek my face, he said, then will I hear from heaven, amen. And he made a promise to us, and he said in Jerusalem, he said, I put my name there. There's a reason that Jerusalem, out of all the cities in the world, is a specifically troubled place. It's because God put His name there. And because of that, Satan has never forgotten, and neither has God. God never forgot that He chose the city of Jerusalem as a special place to put His name. And because of that, that city has known war and trouble and fighting ever since that happened. If God, you choose a special place for God, I promise you that you're going to have to fight for it. You see, all right, God, I'm going to pray at a certain time in a certain place. You're going to have to fight to do that. Everything's going to get in your way. It's going to be hard for you to make the time. It's going to be hard for you to get there, because the devil's going to do everything he can to keep you from that sanctuary. But if you will go back to that sanctuary and say, no, this means more to me than anything else. I've got to have this. I've got to have this place. I've got to have this time. I promise you one thing, that God will continue to meet you there. Time after time. When you have trouble and you'll go to that sanctuary, God will say, all right, I'll meet you there. You're not going to have to handle this by yourself. That's a sanctuary. And it's very special. And it's for everybody that's here. This is not just for preachers. This is for everybody under the sound of my voice. You can have a sanctuary. If you'll build one for God, it'll be the greatest thing that you've ever done. Amen. David said, early will I seek you. Sometimes you have to choose a time when you can meet Him alone. You may have to carve it out. I know it's hard. You say, well, Brother Grissom, I've got kids and I've got school, or I've got this, or I've got that. Yeah, you're always going to have something. It's either going to be work, it's going to be school, it's going to be family, it's going to be something. But you have got to make a sanctuary. You've got to carve out a time and a place that it's just you and God. And when you do that, He said, I will dwell, or I will live. I will manifest my presence in that place. And oh, it's so very worth it when He does that today. It's so worth it when He does that today. God will make you just make a sanctuary, and He will come. And He will dwell there. Let's stand together today. A sanctuary. A sanctuary. I apologize. It's very difficult sometimes to talk about some things that are so personal. But I would today that I could pass that on to everybody here. You make that place. You make that place. One of my great heroes of the faith, Brother J.T. Pugh, I heard him tell a story one time. He said, I have a picture of myself with the President of the United States. He said, I was privileged to go and be in a prayer conference, and we took our picture with the President. He said, I'm standing, I got shaking his hand. Somebody snapped our picture. He said, but you know, he said, I hardly ever think of that. He said, I rarely ever think of that. He said, but I'll never forget. I'll never forget a night that he called the name of the place, a little country place. He said, I was out in the night and I went out by the cattle corral. I kneeled down in the sand and I began to talk with God. And he said, I was talking to the Lord, and it was such a sweet conversation and such a precious presence. And he said, the Lord said to me, JT, he said, I'll just stay here all night if you will. And he said, and I did. He said, I spent the whole night just talking to the Lord in the presence of God. Said, I hardly ever think about that time I spent with the President of the United States. He said, but hardly a day ever passes that I don't think about that night that I just spent out in the old cow lot in the sand just talking to Jesus the whole night. And I'm inviting you today to build a sanctuary. Everybody needs it. I'm not through, but I got to quit. I wish I could go ahead and explain a little more, but I think I got the point across. You need a sanctuary. And God has promised, if you'll make me a sanctuary, I'll come and I'll dwell there. And I'd like to invite people to just come this morning around this altar. Just build a sanctuary.